Welcome to the Mad Cow Show. Moo. I've locked myself out of my bloody unit again. Oh, I wanted to get out and that was just the singular focus. And so now I'm over at my, I guess still boyfriend's place where I may be staying until Monday morning when I can get a key from the office because, yeah, Mum lost my spare key, except she didn't lose it. You didn't lose it, Mum, did you? I'm not losing it. No, not at all. At my mum's place now, thinking about how I don't have my medication. Good morning. Oh, I'm at my mum's place. Respectful parents, respectful kids. Dementia together. Don't be nice, be real. My mum's got a pile of books out because she must be teaching soon. Oh, she's a busy lady. I went out into the backyard and I thought of a little thing I wanted to share with you because I noticed that there's a bush turkey outside. By the way, it's 5:30 a.m. I'm the only one up, but at least I'm not walking on someone's head. Anyway, between that and the black mold, if I could afford to move out, I would. Moving on. The bush turkey. Mum has an ongoing battle with the bush turkey, but it's turned into this funny game of chasey that when the dogs come to visit, we used to have a dog here. His name was Odie, but he died. Anyway, Mum has dogs come over and visit because she's a fairy dog mother. And that's what we do. If we have a yard, if we don't, we go visit the dogs. Anyway, the dogs know that the bush turkey is not to be there. They have been told the turkey has been chased. But now, rather than it being like the turkey running for its life, it's like it's become a chasey game. So the turkey chases the dogs and the dogs to chase the turkey. And the turkey is just totally chill. It'll get to a point where it'll be like, yeah, I'll just go over the fence. I'll just go over here. And I don't think the dogs ever intend to catch the turkey. Oh God, I hope they never do. Hi. Right, well, I thought I'd talk about my mental health stuff. Being the Mad Cow Show, right? So, I think what's happened is that I might have had bipolar 2, which is where you have mania and depression, but not more so the mania, which is more noticeable, I think, and definitely much more in your face. So I think I had this like bipolar 2 before, because I've never really been in for massive, massive peak experiences. I find it uncomfortable, I've said here before. So I think that I have bipolar 1 now, or at least I have the version that comes about from drug addiction and or medication withdrawal. I've forgotten what one that's called, but that's what I've got. I've basically given myself increased bipolar to the point of not being able to function. Blah. It is odd to think of myself as, my dad once told me, mad. Yeah. That's because you're mad, my dad once said to me. What a charmer, right? I reckon crows sound like this, saying, fuck, fuck, fuck. Moo. Moo. Moo.